producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I think that part of the problem is that there was just a belief that bigger was better, and that we had to put more seats and put more amenities in to really get people into the stadium. And I've always believed that some of the older ballparks, like a Wrigley Field or Fenway, that there was something about that collective experience in a smaller venue that I think really attracts people to why they want to go to live events in the first place. So I think there's some magic in looking back here.
I'd say that's the case with Fenway Park. That's the one I know the best. And so there's a sports stadium architect who says the competition among NFL teams to have the biggest and the best stadium is getting out of hand. The entire reality of the NFL, in my opinion, is getting out of hand. But then my opinion isn't necessarily with the counts. Once in a while, I'll throw in my two cents with here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we get started going through the top 10 items for the week ending Friday, December the 11th. And the NFL, sports talk, what's gone on in the past in building stadiums, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on the countdown. Plus, John Madden has undergone open-heart surgery, expected to make a full recovery. But that's something that that has been a conversation late in the week. Welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, also referred to sometimes as the TRCS, or just the Countdown Show. We're going to review here all the top 10 talk topics of the week based on work done by both my staff and Talkers Magazine, premier publication in the talk radio industry. They have monitored a lot of talk radio programs and stations and hosts this past week to come up with this Lollapalooza of a list. So let's get started. Well, we already actually are started with the NFL, number 10, and sports talk radio. From number 10, we move on to the big voice announcer and his pronouncement that it's time for
number 9.
Number 9, the new Star Wars film. Host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to entertainment reporter Dean Richards about the anticipation building up a week before the opening of the new Star Wars movie.
1 week away from the opening of Star Wars, which is not just a movie at this point, it's a cultural event.
Right.
Is the world ready for it?
Yeah, the world's ready for it. Are you kidding me? There, people are going crazy for this. Do you know people are already camped out in front of the famous Chinese theater in Hollywood? They've been camped out for several days now. The movie doesn't open until a week from tomorrow. And they're just, you know, they're sleeping in their tents. Mm-hmm. They're sitting
they're
out.
They're pitching a tent, that's for sure.
Well, they're going to be pitching a tent when they finally get into that theater. And whoever gets to sit next to that aromatic bunch is going to be quite the treat.
You didn't see it yet, did you?
I have not seen it yet. I will have my review of Star Wars Thursday morning. The critics are seeing it a little bit before that. This is so interesting that there's so much secrecy behind this movie. They haven't even told us where we're going yet. They're going to, like, send, you know, this is like
the Death Star is going to come pick you up.
Dean, did you see the comments? You know, there was a time where Francis Ford Coppola and George Lucas were very close. They came up in kind of the same school of young filmmakers.
Were they married for a little
while? They were married for a couple of years. They have a daughter, a lovely daughter.
Right.
So Francis Ford Coppola said how unfortunate it is that George Lucas has gotten swept up in all this Star Wars stuff, that there was a time where he was a young, innovative filmmaker. He would take chances. He would do small movies. And those days are gone, and he wishes he would go back to that. What do you make of those comments?
Well, I don't know that he's gotten so swept up in it. I mean, I guess you could say that he sold out, if anything. I mean, if you want to insult George Lucas in some way, he did sell it to the Disney Corporation. But, you know, in a way, I think that that's healthy, that they are going to ensure that this franchise lives on. I haven't seen anything yet that, you know, tells me that they're cheapening the franchise or making the franchise worse or less. You know, generally Disney stuff is pretty solid. I mean,
you've seen the trailers. I mean, it
looks
really looks
phenomenal.
I'm super excited. You know, I'm a fan. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly how unbiased I'm going to be about it, but I'm very much looking forward to it. I haven't gotten the sense yet that I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty exciting.
Number eight this week on the Talk Radio Review has to do with the this waiver bill aimed at those who are trying to get a visa. Host Glenn Forbes talking to Congressman Jim Renacci of Ohio about the significance of the bill and what it actually does.
The House has passed a bill to tighten the visa waiver program, 407-19. Every Republican in the House voted to tighten the visa waiver program. What was in the bill? What has changed now with the visa waiver program?
Well, for your listeners, the visa waiver program is a partnership among 38 countries whose citizens are allowed to travel to the United States visa-free for up to 90 days. In return, U.S. citizens can travel to those same countries visa-free. In order to participate, these countries must agree to strengthen their own security screening measures and to share crucial counterterrorism and law enforcement information with the United States. What the Visa Waiver Program Improvement Act would do is it would deny this status to individuals who have recently traveled to certain terrorist hotspots. It would demand strong intelligence and law enforcement information sharing. It would prevent extremists from using fraudulent documents to evade detection. It would terminate the VWP partnership with countries who fail to screen travelers against Interpol, that's International Criminal Police Organizations, and terrorism databases. So this is only the first step in ensuring our nation and Americans are safe, but it just adds those additional layers of protection to those countries that we have the visa waiver program with.
I know we hear about it in individual cases, Congressman. Has there been a big uptick in applications for these visa waivers or granting status through these visa waivers? Has that been has there been a big increase in that in the last several years?
Well, it's interesting because, again, people can travel back and forth. There has been, over the years, an increase in these waiver issues and these waiver programs. But ultimately, this is because of all the issues going on with ISIL and a lot of the issues related to Paris and things that have gone on across this world here recently, that we thought it was best that we strengthen this program.
All right, so there we have, that was a pretty interesting, good, strong way for us to get started on our countdown this week. I'm Doug Steffen with more coming right up here on this week's Countdown Show.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Last week, Julie Carroll posted a status that read, "Just had the most delicious banana ever." It got 2 likes and 4 comments. Well, Julie Geico also wants to make a comment. What if we told you in as little as 15 minutes you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico? With those hundreds of dollars, we bet you can find another banana equally, if not more, delicious than the one you had last week. Hashtag go bananas. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I'm behind the buy.com senior editor David Gregg with more of my top holiday gift picks to satisfy every family member on your shopping list. Holiday shopping is now in full swing at Office Depot and Office Max stores. Along with the latest in tech, you'll be able to buy gift cards and use their copy and print services to create calendars and photo books. This year's must-have tech gift is the convertible laptop, like HP's 2 X360. Visit Office Depot and Office Max stores or shop online at officedepot.com/holiday for today's best deals. The iHome ISP5 smart plug connects most small appliances up to 1800 watts, such as lamps, fans, portable heaters, humidifiers, even your holiday lights, and turns them into smarter devices so you can monitor and control them from anywhere. The smart plug connects to Wi-Fi using the free iHome Control app for iOS and Android devices. It's also compatible with Apple HomeKit. Unlike other wireless sound systems, Monster Soundstage offers both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity to stream your music in ultra-high resolution from any source. Soundstage looks great and provides an incredible listening experience because Monster knows it's always about performance. Skylander Superchargers video game features detailed vehicles that kids can play with and watch come to life in the Skylands. Seamlessly pause and transition gameplay from one Apple device to another. Skylander Superchargers is available on all game consoles for iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. Happy holidays from BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
Number seven. Number seven this week on our countdown is a focus on what Russia's doing in the Middle East, their involvement, the Syrian question. Here's host Doug McIntyre with analyst Joe Sirikoni about Russia threatening to use nuclear weapons against the Daesh in Syria.
Vladimir Putin, not to be out-trumped by Donald Trump, he weighed in with a doozy, threatening to nuke the ISIS terrorists. He put the nuclear option on the table to combat ISIS. It's been a while since we've had a world leader play the nuclear option. For most of the time, we take the nuclear option off the table, but Vlad put it back on the table.
Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia, has been escalating his rhetoric about nuclear weapons over the last year, talking about possibly deploying tactical nuclear weapons closer to the border with Europe, talking about how Russia would use nuclear weapons in any conventional conflict with NATO. And now he casually mentions the possibility that he might use nuclear weapons against ISIS. It's this clever way of doing it, saying, well, I hope we don't have to do this. It came up because just on Tuesday, Russia used some of its submarines to launch cruise missiles. These are missiles that are launched from underwater, under the sub, cruise along like drones, and then strike ISIS targets. These very same cruise missiles could be equipped with either a conventional warhead, which they were in this case, or a nuclear warhead, and that's what he's referring to. A little bit of nuclear bluster here, but ratcheting up the tension.
Now, who is that really intended for? I mean, to call me cynical, but I don't think that Putin is saying that as a warning to ISIS. I think he's saying that as a warning to us.
I think you're exactly right, Doug. He's got two audiences in mind, and neither one is ISIS. One is back home, where he's increasingly struggling with this collapsing economy. Oil prices have just dropped to $50 a barrel. That's their main source of income, so he's got economic problems. He's trying to bolster his tough man image. He's still popular at home. He wants to make sure he stays tough. And the other audience is us, is the United States and NATO, saying, don't mess with me. I have options, and you don't want to go there.
And he pretty much has evaluated that he does not consider President Obama to be an actual threat to him. He has made his evaluation that President Obama is a rhetorical threat, and that's it.
President Obama is a rhetorical threat and not not a real threat. So do you think Michelle Obama maybe might be a threat? How many of you have checked out Michelle Obama's skill as a rapper this past week? This would be a countdown extra. The First Lady and one of the people on Saturday Night Live had a put their time together and have come up with a new video which encourages students to go to college and fill your head with knowledge. Is the country ready for this? I don't know. Is the country ready for Donald Trump? Is the country ready for Trina? Michelle Obama has aspirations to run for the Senate from Illinois, apparently. Let's keep herself visible after the term is over, and this sort of thing may be a way of doing it. 21 after the hour on this week's Countdown Show.
Old $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Let us file this one under more of the same. Number six this week is the actual focus on the battle against Daesh. Here are our host Jack Harris, Todd Webb, talking to Howard Altman from the Tampa Tribune about whether we ought to be calling the terrorists something else other than ISIS or ISIL. That's why I call them Daesh.
We have been making fun, I guess, of the president for referring to the ISIS group as ISIL. And it turns out in reality that both ISIS and ISIL are names that they want to be called. They desire to be known as the Islamic State, which in reality they aren't. And we got Howard Altman of the Tampa Tribune, who's the only guy who's been calling him by the name they should be called by, and that's Daesh. But it's something they don't like.
Yeah, first of all, these names are all basically very similar. Daesh really stands for Abdullah al-Islamiyya fil Iraq wa al-Sham.
Say that one more time. Say that again.
Say it again. Abdullah al-Islamiyya fil Iraq wa al-Sham. It's basically the same thing. The thing is, Arabic is a very intricate language with a lot of subtlety. And the Arabic word for basically they're all the same thing. It sounds a little bit like other Arabic words, which are a lot more pejorative. And the Arab coalition partners who are fighting against Daesh prefer that. And so you're seeing some world leaders like François Hollande in France and David Cameron in Britain starting to use that. But it all translates to Iraq, the Islamic State in Iraq, and Sham, al-Sham, which is the Levant, includes, parts of Jordan, Israel, Lebanon, Turkey, and even the island of Cyprus and Syria. So it's all basically the same thing, ISIL, ISIS, Daesh. But, again, the Arab coalition partners and some world leaders are starting to use the word Daesh.
Well, I've read somewhere where they don't like to be called Daesh, that they prefer ISIL because of the Levant.
In Arabic, there's more of a pejorative sense to that. It's close to other Arabic words like Daesh, which is one who crushes something underfoot, or Dahis, which one who sows discord. So it's you know, it's not something that they prefer. You know, it's all a big information operation. It's all a big, you know, propaganda campaign.
If they're all the same, though, why does Obama refuse to use anything other than the term ISIL?
You'll have to ask him. And I was talking, I went to a dinner last night with some military folks, and I talked to the commander at MacDill, and he uses the word ISIL because most people understand that. I talked to a Green Beret I know, and he basically said that this is what, you know, this is what their objective is. There's no difference between ISIL or ISIS. And really, you know, in a strict definition of Daesh, it's also very, very similar. But again, in Arabic, it's very intricate, and there's some subtleties there.
Yeah, and I do understand they don't like that one. I've heard that they prefer ISIL because it includes the Levant, whereas ISIS is Iraq and Syria, or Iran and Syria.
I mean, no, ISIS is al-Sham, and al-Sham is the Levant, which includes, again, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, parts of Turkey, the Palestinian territories.
And for us to call them, though, that, the Islamic State, including Israel, it seems like that's a slap in the face to Israel.
Well, I think it's a slap in the face to everybody in the region.
All right, so in the region, the U.S. is on alert because American authorities say that Daesh has infiltrated American borders using authentic-looking passports. So the latest thing that people are going to be talking about is their ability, apparently, Homeland Security says, to make their own passports, and they're using those to get into our country, into Europe, and wherever they can cause some mayhem.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Let's go back to the beginning of the hour and tell you, it's just sort of like when you give a speech, you tell them what you're going to tell them, then you tell them, then you tell them what you told them. So here's what I've told you so far, or what folks who are involved in the talk radio world have told you about the top 10 as we summarize at number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, NFL action. It's really sort of a singular focus, although basketball, certainly hockey getting underway, but the focus is on the NFL. Number 9, focus on the new Star Wars film. Number 8, the visa waiver bill, and a lot of talk about who's getting into this country. Number 7, Russia's involvement in the Syrian conflict. Number 6, the battle against Daesh. And so now we proceed with the second half of the countdown.
Number 5.
Number 5, a focus on the police protesting going on in the Windy City. Here are host Elizabeth Hess and Dave Gentry talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the Justice Department launching an investigation into what the heck goes on with the Chicago Police Department.
Senator, you have released the following statement after Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced the Department of Justice Civil Rights investigation of Chicago Police Department. You say the overwhelming majority of our law enforcement officers do the right thing every day. An impartial investigation can help identify those areas where the CPD has fallen short and guide the department onto a better course. You say it's an opportunity, not a penalty.
I believe that, too. Cities, many cities, at least half the investigations by Department of Justice are requested by cities. They have a problem. They need to solve it. For example, one of the major cities I cited in a press release found out that when it came to the arrest of mentally ill people, this city was using force in 70% of the cases. Well, after they put in new policies and new reforms, that dropped from 70% for mentally ill patients down to 2%. And still the city is safe. There are things that can be done so that men and women in uniform are safe, do the right thing, and keep us safe.
Is this going to be problematic for Rahm Emanuel? Do you think he's going to finish his term?
I believe he will finish his term, but he'll be judged by his success in bringing real reform to the Chicago Police Department. He said so. He said, it's my challenge, it's my problem, I've got to fix it. I think that kind of honesty and straightforward approach rather than passing the buck, people are going to watch him now to see if it gets done. He has his own reform group headed up by former Massachusetts Governor DeVal Patrick, born in Chicago, I might add, and then this group from the Department of Justice. I think they can move this department in the right direction. But as I said in my press release, the overwhelming majority of men and women in law enforcement put that badge on every morning, risk their lives for us. They are conscientious, professional, and they're not racist. There are some who break the rules and basically don't follow the values that the others are fighting for. They have to be weeded out and stopped.
Number four.
All right. Number four, the Paris Climate Summit, global warming, etc. Here are our hosts, John and Ken, talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger getting involved in the climate change summit this past week.
Guess who joined in? Now, Obama was just there a day or two, right? He had that delicious, beautiful dinner, right? And then he got out of
yes,
there?
Yes, at the very expensive French restaurant. Then he got out very quickly. He gave that long, long speech. Went on for 14 minutes. He was only supposed to do three.
But Jerry Brown went, and so did Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And they got together. They teamed up to do some kind of comedy act about climate change.
Yeah, here's a clip. Let's play clip number two from the Sacramento Bee. Looks like they were doing some sort of media event in a hotel suite. I heard that there was coffee and pastries on the table, and they wanted to talk about how they've teamed up for this important issue of climate change.
And it was fantastic working together with him because, as I said earlier, it is like one mind in two bodies.
That's true. Why is that funny?
Because
I don't know.
Jerry Brown and I both believe that we have the responsibility of handing this world over to the next generation in better shape than we inherited it. So let's give him a big hand.
Thank you. I don't know about that one mind. Why not? Great minds think alike. So.
Stop.
Who do you think this is? The media laughing? Who is it?
I'm going to go throw
I don't
up.
Think the French showed up for this, although Arnold's still
no,
a star.
That sounded like American laughter.
It did. How do you know?
Huh? Oh, the French laugh in a French accent.
Oh, okay. Cause I thought maybe they confused Jerry Brown for Jerry Lewis when they showed up.
Yeah, that's what they needed. They're
about the same age, aren't they?
Holy mackerel. What are they doing? Who's laughing at them? Why did they even get any attention?
Here's another clip. Arnold is saying that I don't really attack people who don't support my beliefs on climate change, and I guess Jerry jumps in. Let's hear.
I never make the environment or any of those issues a political thing. I don't attack my party. I don't criticize anyone. I think the key thing is that I message and I go and try to bring people in as much as we can, and that's exactly the way I go about it.
I think it's very helpful to talk about troglodytes, because this is a creature that lives in caves, and
he loves
it's a very unusual kind of being. And so as people hear that word, they're going to say, well, what does that all mean? And when they think about it, they may want to walk outside their cave and see the sunshine and get with it.
So they're going to change the world, these two?
Yeah, a lot of media attended this thing, so they're enjoying, they're basking. I mean, Schwarzenegger's got nothing going on. His Terminator movie bombed. His movie career is over. He made like five films at least since he stopped being governor, and they all bombed. Even Terminator, which was a sure hit, underperformed.
He's an old
he's migrating back to this and his weightlifting stuff.
Number three
this week, the California focus again, San Bernardino, what's happened there since the shoot-up. Talk host Barry Armstrong with Steve Goldstein from MarketWatch.com about gun stocks in the wake of the shooting last week.
I'm looking at Smith & Wesson right now. It's been as low as $9 in the last year, and it's trading at almost 21 today. What are your thoughts on gun stocks? Is it too late to get in?
Well, I don't know if it's too late, and that's certainly not what the market is saying. They've had a tremendous rally, not just over the last day or so, but really this whole year, both Smith & Wesson and Sturm Ruger both have had great years. And, you know, Smith & Wesson reports earnings later today, so, we'll have to see if the rally continues or not.
Yeah. Do these stocks typically rally around periods of mass shootings? I'm thinking about the shooting you had in Connecticut, you had one in Colorado, you had them in, you know, all over the country. Do they typically rally after that because the politicians come out and say, well, we need to do gun control?
Well, they have in the past, and that seems to be what's going on right now.
Okay.
That when there's serious concern that guns will in some way be limited, there's, you know, mass buying. When those concerns fade away, last year was a tough year for the gun companies generally.
Right.
So it's not just a one-way street up, but nothing. I guess it's when there's a perception that the activity is real, even if I think anyone following Congress would say nothing will happen.
Mm-hmm.
On a substantive basis. But when the rhetoric seems to pick up, we have seen an increase in activity.
Well, how many different publicly traded gun companies are there that we could invest in?
Well, there's only two in the U.S. And so they're,
Smith & Wesson and Sturm Ruger?
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So, there's not a lot of options for you. You know, there are some other ones that are held, you know, by private equity. And,
right.
Even if you had a small sliver of it, mm-hmm. the gun portion really wouldn't make up too much of the portfolio. So those are really the two actionable ones. There are also other companies that where gun sales are a fair portion of their business,
mm-hmm.
like Cabela's, like to a certain degree Dick's Sporting Goods.
Right.
So those are other what I would call gun play stuff.
All right, so there's some interesting food for thought. Who knew how many gun companies there were, and then there was that kind of dough increasing the stock value by 2 since San Bernardino. Interesting reflection on a national discussion of an important issue. So we are into the Talk Radio Countdown show. The number 3 item is this San Bernardino shooting and what people are talking about. So let's get to number 2 in a moment here, and I'll let you guess as to as only one of 2 things. And it could be that number 2 and number 1, I'll give you a little teaser, are both focused on sort of the same thing. That's next here.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Last week, Julie Carroll posted a status that read, "Just had the most delicious banana ever." It got 2 likes and 4 comments. Well, Julie Geico also wants to make a comment. What if we told you in as little as 15 minutes you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico? With those hundreds of dollars, we bet you can find another banana equally, if not more delicious, than the one you had last week. Hashtag go bananas. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with more of my top holiday
quality gift picks to satisfy every family member on your shopping list. Holiday shopping is now in full swing at Office Depot and Office Max stores. Along with the latest in tech, you'll be able to buy gift cards and use their copy and print services to create calendars and photo books. This year's must-have tech gift is the convertible laptop, like HP's 2X360. Visit Office Depot and Office Max stores or shop online at officedepot.com/holiday for today's best deals. The iHome ISP5 smart plug connects most small appliances up to 1800 watts, such as lamps, fans, portable heaters, humidifiers, even your holiday lights, and turns them into smarter devices so you can monitor and control them from anywhere. The smart plug connects to Wi-Fi using the free iHome control app for iOS and Android devices. It's also compatible with Apple HomeKit. Unlike other wireless sound systems, Monster Soundstage offers both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity to stream your music in ultra-high resolution from any source. Soundstage looks great and provides an incredible listening experience because Monster knows it's always about performance. Skylander Superchargers video game features detailed vehicles that kids can play with and watch come to life in the Skylands. Seamlessly pause and transition gameplay from one Apple device to another. Skylander Superchargers is available on all game consoles for iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. Happy holidays from BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Number two.
Number two, the presidential race. Here's radio host Debbie Rodriguez talking to CBS political editor Steve Chagaris about the new poll that came out this past week showing Ted Cruz moving into first place in Iowa.
What's going on here? Why the sudden rise for Cruz?
Well, ask Ben Carson. He's the one who was in the lead the last time Monmouth polled out in Iowa, and he's dropped 19 points in the last couple of months. Most of that, or a lot of that, has been taken by Ted Cruz, some of it by Marco Rubio, who's gone up as well and is in third place. But Ted Cruz has really gotten a lot more support from evangelical voters and Tea Party voters at the cost of Ben Carson.
Why are they moving away from Ben Carson?
Well, I think one thing you can say is that Republican voters are looking at foreign policy and national security as two big issues in this election, and it's very clear, I think, to voters and to even Ben Carson, who admitted today that foreign policy isn't his strong suit. He doesn't have much experience with it, and I think that is becoming very clear to Republican voters, and it's really sort of hurting his poll numbers.
And for the same reason that Ben Carson's support didn't go to Donald Trump, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's interesting. Donald Trump stayed pretty consistent in this Monmouth poll over the last couple of months, and the biggest supporters of Carson were really the Tea Party and the evangelical types, and it seems like they are more interested in Cruz and Rubio at this point, and less so Donald Trump.
Why? This is the first time Trump's numbers are actually in the teens. What did he get, 19%?
Yeah, he was at 18 the last time in this poll in October. In the Monmouth poll, he stayed pretty consistent. He's usually in the 20s in Iowa in other polls. I think, you know, maybe he's hit a ceiling in Iowa. Iowa is probably a place where traditionally people who appeal to the evangelical wing of the party, which is about half the Republican voters in Iowa, the evangelical types do very well. So if you look at the last few cycles, Rick Santorum won in 2012, Meg Huckabee won in 2008, not necessarily an outlier for what's, not necessarily a predictor of what's going to happen in the rest of the primaries, but definitely good for those types of candidates. And Ted Cruz right now is appealing to those types of candidates. Interestingly, by the way, Santorum and Huckabee, who had won previous caucuses, are under 2% in this poll.
Wow. Okay, you're talking about the two percenters. Let's talk about Bush, Fiorina, and Christie. Do they register here?
Very, very low. Bush is in low single digits, and the rest are even lower. Bush will say that he's going to play in Iowa, but I think at this point, Bush is really going to focus on New Hampshire and try to get some traction there to try to save his campaign at this point.
Now, this poll on Iowa, is it reflective, or do you think it'll be reflective of other states, of New Hampshire?
Well, maybe not New Hampshire, but what's interesting about this is the way Ted Cruz is building his campaign is he's building it to be strong in future states, including South Carolina, which votes after New Hampshire. And then there's a group of Southern primaries on March 1st on Super Tuesday, which they're calling the Southern Primary Day. And he has enough money to make it there. He's got enough money in his pro-Cruz super PACs to help him get there. And you would think that a guy from Texas who is attractive to evangelical Tea Party types would do fairly well in those southern states. And so he's building himself up to be potentially pretty formidable, at least through March 1st.
I love these conversations, some of these programs, and where they come up with some of this stuff. The polls, I read a poll yesterday that suggested Donald Trump had 46% of the support of potential Republican voters in the primary. Not necessarily in Iowa. But anyway, it's all a big game, isn't it, huh? Number one coming up here on our countdown.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item this week on our Talk Radio Review is Donald Trump talking about Muslims. This is a cut from our affiliate KQTH in Tucson. Host John Justice talking to political analyst S.E. Kupp about the White House press secretary making a joke regarding Mr. Trump's hair, while Trump's comments are keeping us from talking about important issues that we ought to be talking about.
He went after Trump and his hair. Now, I want to talk about Trump, don't get me wrong, but I just thought that was a really childish, stupid thing for the White House press secretary to do. I just found it very odd.
It is odd, but you have to understand their attitude right now. They are giddy. I mean, they are like the governor's off the race car. They don't feel like they have to be, polite, mature, politic. I mean, you know, they have no incentive to be disciplined when it comes to Trump because he just keeps giving the White House and Democrats a gift every single day. I mean, think about it. This week, we should have been talking only about the disastrous and disgusting speech that the president gave from the Oval Office in which he scolded average Americans for not doing enough to prevent the kinds of attacks that we saw in San Bernardino and at Planned Parenthood. That was a disgusting display. And instead of talking about that, the very next day, Trump has to go out, say something unimaginably worse And now we're not talking about the thing that President Obama said. We're talking about the thing Trump said that could never happen. I mean, that's why it's infuriating, because he keeps taking away these very important moments from a national conversation. And I'm sure his fans would disagree and tell me, no, these are the important conversations we need to be having about banning Muslims and killing the families of ISIS. And that's fine. They can have those conversations. But if we're trying to win an election and we're trying to present a contrast that is saleable to voters between Republicans and Democrats, he's not letting us talk about the failures of Democrats at all. He's only forcing us to talk about his harebrained ideas. And that's great for him, but when he only gets, you know, 20% of the vote, and we don't have 14 people in the race anymore, we've got like three, and it's not enough, and then he runs off to join, you know, a third party race, I mean, you know, he's not going to be in the best position. We're not going to be in the best position. The only one in a good position are Democrats and Obama. That's it.
What an arrogant approach. I've heard her a little bit, this SE Cup. What a foolish, that whole thing was foolish. Listening, well, he's forcing us to talk about, he's not forcing us to talk about anything. We're all over it because we find him interesting. Woof. All right. Here's talk host Dave Ross with former Washington Attorney General Rob McKenna, Washington State Attorney General, about whether Trump could legally block Muslims from coming into our country if he were president anyway.
Can he really do that? Can Donald Trump, if he's elected president, decide to prevent Muslims from entering the country? He cited a precedent set by FDR, who after Pearl Harbor signed a series of executive orders, which basically said that visiting Italians, Germans, and Japanese essentially had no rights.
You know, during World War II, the country was, you know, in a world war, and attitudes towards people who were different were, you know, far different than they are today. And I think a lot of what FDR did was never challenged in court. Internment of the Japanese Americans was challenged, and unfortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld internment of Japanese Americans. But ever since then, the Supreme Court has essentially backed away and repudiated its own decision back in the 1940s. So I think that if President Trump tried to issue such an order today, it would be blocked or overturned in the courts.
Is there something unconstitutional about asking for a person who is not American but seeking to enter this country, asking them their religion?
Not necessarily, because they're not citizens, you know, by definition, and the rights that apply to citizens of our country, you know, for example, freedom of religious worship and freedom from discrimination based on religion, don't apply in the same way to people who are coming into the country. So, you know, the country, the border control folks can ask more questions, but that doesn't make it good policy or for that matter, a wise policy. My understanding is, though, that Trump would go well beyond simply asking them what their expressed religion is to blocking them if they give an answer he doesn't like. And I don't think that would be I don't think that would stand up in court.
So you can check out now the top 10 talk topics at DougSteffen.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at DollarDownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.